ऐप पर भी दस्तयाब है। आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए बिल्कुल फ्री।
मुतेला कपुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम, और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग दुनिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सतरेखा जयगुरुदत्ता, साईराम, अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड गुड आफ्टरनून एवरीबॉडी। इट्स सैटरडे एंड इट्स टाइम फॉर शबनम। आर यू रेडी? वेल, इफ यू आर, प्लीज पिक अप द फोन एंड गिव मी अ क्विक हाय, हेलो रिचर्ड, 416-620-1778, गिव मी अ क्विक कॉल।
सावली सलोनी तेरी झील से आके इनमें न जाने कहाँ खो गया है मेरा दिल।
From snowy Toronto, we are broadcasting Shabnam Radio around the world at shabnamradio.com, and of course throughout the GTA right here on 770 AM. To listen to us by telephone, simply dial 647-557-1017, that's 647-557-1017, or you could log on to shabnamradio.com. Yeah. hello and thank you for keeping me company. It's great to hear from so many of you. Once it's Raj, thank you, my brother. Well, and company, welcome. And of course, Panditji, thank you for your kind words indeed. Rani listening to us, thank you. Nazir, I believe, brother Nazir, welcome.
धीरे धीरे दिल को बेकरार कीजिए
धीरे धीरे वन ऑफ टू से हाय एंड वेलकम टू लिल हाउ यू डूइंग माय सिस्टर
आप भी किसी से कभी प्यार
लिल अ लॉयल लिसनर इंडीड एंड अ ट्रू फ्रेंड टू दिस प्रोग्राम वी वांट टू वेलकम यू लिल एंड हर siblings lost her mummy today, and I want to send out that condolences to you. But of course, coming up in a little bit, we'll be doing a special announcement to share with our listeners, those of you who would know the family. Stay tuned. This is Shabnam Radio.
की है उम्र आ गई है जवानी इश्क बिना है सुनिए ज़िंदगानी किस काम की है उम्र आ गई है जवानी इश्क बिना है सुनिए ज़िंदगानी इस बेकरार का तो अपना मजा है तन्हा अकेले यहाँ जीना भी क्या है जान पे कभी तो जान सार कीजिए जान पे कभी तो जान सार कीजिए आप भी किसी से कभी प्यार कीजिए आप भी किसी से कभी प्यार कीजिए
दीवाना है ये मन क्यों पागल है धड़कन क्यों तुझ पे मुझे प्यार आया है
ये मौसम क्यों सजे ये पायल क्यों बजे ये कैसा
मैं जानो या तू जाने
इस बात को कोई क्या जाने ओ,
दिल तेरा मेरा दिल झूमे झूमे
Shabnam Radio 770 WTOR. We are here every Saturday. Remember to spread the word. We are on shabnamradio.com and of course eAwaz Radio. Also, you can simply listen by telephone by simply dialing 647-557-1017 and also 770 AM WTOR. I want to welcome the truck drivers listening. Guys, be safe out there. Whoever is on the highways and byways, the snow is promising, according to CP24, that it would lighten up a little bit later this afternoon. So please be careful out. It's a kind of different, it's something like chili bibi. It's coming down and sticking. And of course, you know, those little fine dusty thing coming, it could cause havoc indeed. So if you have to clear the snow, dress warm and go out and, you know, have fun doing it. And of course, don't over push yourself, you know, because it could lead to many things, including a heart attack. All right, so be careful. If you have to shovel the snow, take it in small pieces, dress warm, and if you could even help a senior clear their snow or someone who might need your help, please volunteer. This is Shabnam Radio. Richard Aziz keeping you company. We have a debt announcement to share with you coming up in a little bit, so please stay with me. And again, I want to hear from you, so feel free to give us a call through the program, 416-620-1778. After this commercial break, we'll be right back.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
For all your life's issues related to business, health, family, depression, marriage, wealth, or drinking, come to Pandit Nandaji.
Pandit Nandaji, an expert in palm reading, removing of black magic, evil spirits, and jadu.
Call world-famous astrologer Pandit Nandaji for all your problems at 647-822-9607. That's 647-822-9607. Located at Queen and Kennedy, 212 Queen Street East in Brampton.
Visit Dairy Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Dairy Auto Vika, 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Dairy Auto Repair, doing it right.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Shabnam Radio 770 AM you are on, and of course want to welcome you and thank you for spending your Saturday with me. Well it's messy out there, so be careful, and just want to share with you a bit of sad news. And is it with great regret we announce the passing of Sister Rukmin Suku of Scarborough, formerly from Virgin Ugen, Long Dam, East Bank, Essequibo. I know I didn't pronounce that right, but East Bank, Essequibo. She passed away peacefully yesterday, a week before her 93rd birthday. She lost her husband of 78 years less than 1 year ago, and will be forever remembered by her loving 10 children, 27 great-grand, 27 grandchildren, 28 great-grand, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, and sister. Funeral service will be held at the Ajax Crematorium, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Viewing is tomorrow, Sunday the 5th, from 5 to 9 p.m. Service and cremation will be on Monday, 10 a.m. Again, is a bit regret we announce the passing of our loving sister, Sister Rukmin Suku of Scarborough. Those of you, if you remembered, couple of years ago we had made an announcement, a birthday greetings for a gentleman, and a couple of people called into the radio realizing they remembered him, and he had this cattle and how tall he was and his children, and we were able to put a smile on his face. Well, his wife had just passed, and you know, she lived a good life at 93 indeed. When I got this text this morning from her daughter, Lil, I remembered how kind she was. For my birthday, she had sent me a beautiful greeting and advised how she was so proud of what we do here in the program. And she was so grateful when we did that birthday for her father, because she still is a shy one to call in. But the love she had for her parents and the way she expressed how kind her siblings were to her parents, and you know, you could tell they were a close-knitted family. I had this morning to go and this one selection which I'm about to feature in loving memory of Sister Rukmin Suku of Scarborough. I'd like to play it for her because, Lil, I feel your pain, and I just wanted to share this one. Hope it would bring some comfort and remind all of us the value of our parents and the love and dedication we owe them for their love and training and teaching over the years. Again, it's with deep regret we'll announce the passing of Sister Rukmin Suku of Scarborough, formerly of Virgin Ugen, Long Dam, East Bank, Essequibo, Guyana. Passed away peacefully yesterday, a week before her 93rd birthday. She lost her husband 78 years less than a year ago, and will be forever missed and loved by her loving 10 children, 27 grand, 28 great-grand, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, and of course, sister. On behalf of the Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, where the funeral service would be held, Puneet and his family, I spoke to them this morning, and they asked if I could extend their condolences indeed to the bereaved family. And you know, that family, I tell you, they are really helpful and would do anything to make families comfortable and try to comfort them indeed. So thank you for choosing Ajax Crematorium. And again, Puneet and his family send their condolences. Remember, the viewing is tomorrow, Sunday, 5 to 9 p.m. Service and cremation is on Monday at 10 a.m. May Hanumanji keep her safe indeed. Well, in loving memory of your mom, Lil, to you and your sisters and all her grandchildren, we here on Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime would like to dedicate this next selection in loving memory of your parents, especially your loving mommy.
Yeah. दिया दान करते हुए ये ख्याल आ गया। ओ मैंने दान किया मैंने जप तप किया दान करते हुए ये ख्याल आ गया। कभी भूखे को भोजन खिलाया नहीं दान लाखों का करने से क्या फायदा। कभी प्यासे को पानी पिलाया नहीं बाद अमृत पिलाने से क्या फायदा।
Again, friends, we ask you, anyone who would have known the family or the late sister Rukmin Suku of Scarborough, originally from Beijing Ugen Long Dam East Bank Essequibo in Guyana, who passed away yesterday peacefully at 93. Well, it was short 1 week before her 93rd birthday. We ask you please to convey to people who would have known her from the village or members of her family. And again, the funeral service will be held at the Ajax Crematorium, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. And the viewing is tomorrow, Sunday the 5th, from 5 p.m. To 9 p.m. And the funeral service will be on Monday, 10 a.m. Please pass the word. And you know, in weather like this, this is why I try to attend as many funerals as I could, because you know, lending and paying our final rite and visiting and just being present in the company of loved ones who lost a family member, you mightn't realize it, but it gives them a sense of strength. We are 770 AM Shabnam Radio, and this special tribute continues with this next selection, again to Lil and her brothers and sisters, her entire family circle. We are dedicating this segment in loving memory of your dear mommy, Sister Rukmin Suku of Scarborough.
Vame Vamata Shabita Vameva Bandhu Cha Sakha Tvameva Vameva Vidya Dravidam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam देवा आए भी अकेला चाहे भी अकेला दो दिन की जिंदगी है दो दिन का मेला। आए भी अकेला चाहे भी अकेला दो दिन की जिंदगी है दो दिन का मेला। अकेला दिया से दर ना हो काहे तू आया जग में क्या तुझको करना नेकी कदम कर ले दुनिया से दर ना पाप की अगन में खुद को काहे को धकेला दो दिन की जिंदगी है दो दिन का मेला आए भी अकेला जाए भी अकेला दो दिन की जिंदगी है दो दिन का मेला जिंदगी है दो दिन का मेला आए भी अकेला
The voice of Budram Holas on Shabnam Radio. And again, we wrap up this special dedication and segment in loving memory of Sister Rukmin Suku of Scarborough, who passed away yesterday peacefully, 1 week before her 92nd birthday. She lost her husband of 78 years less than a year ago and would be forever remembered and loved by her beloved 10 children, 27 grand. 28 great-grand, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, and sister. Again, please help us spread the word. The funeral arrangement for the late sister, Rukmin Suku, takes place tomorrow. The viewing that is taking place tomorrow, 5 to 9 p.m. And on Monday, the funeral service is from 10 a.m. at the Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 38384. Finley Avenue in Ajax. And again, we here at Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio extending our condolences and sympathy to Lil and her family. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finley Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
For all your life's issues related to business, health, family, depression, marriage, wealth or drinking, come to Pandit Nandaji.
Pandit Nandaji, an expert in palm reading, removing of black magic, evil spirits and jadu.
Call world famous astrologer Pandit Nandaji for all your problems at 647-822-9607. That's 647-822-9607. Located at Queen and Kennedy, 212 Queen Street East in Brampton.
Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, proudly serving our vibrant community with Charlie's West Indian Foods and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine. Over the years, Charlie's West Indian Food have been serving us with quality fresh produce coming in weekly, whether it's poultry, fish, fresh fruits or vegetables, you can be assured that you can find it at Charlie's. In their clean and well-stocked environment is where everyone goes to find that hard-to-find item from back home. And their restaurant, Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, where specialized cook prepare fresh daily West Indian Chinese with all your favorite dishes, traditional curries, provision, roti, and many other dishes to choose from. And you must drop by and taste their weekend breakfast. For all your catering needs, call them at 416-282-8608. And of course, Charlie's West Indian Food, 416-283-1441. On behalf of the management and staff at Charlie's West Indian Food and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, they thank you for the business.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lepakan, Lepakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and you're air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lepakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lepakan, Lepakan.
Visit Lepakan.com.
Lepakan.com indeed, as we say hello and welcome to Jean and Shalini. I hope everybody made it in with this weather. And of course, shipping has never been so easy. Lepakan, Lepakan.com, a name we can trust. And you know, speaking about a name we can trust and a personality that I'm so proud of is my brother Terry Gadraj, who's on the line with us. Terry, well, welcome again to Shabnam Radio and a happy, happy, happy new year, Terry.
Thank you very much, Mr. Richard. Happy new year to you and all your listeners. And thank you for having me on Shabnam Radio.
Well, it's important we speak to you today because, you know, the Save Abbey Foundation have been doing tremendous work. And I saw you making an appeal for a particular family. So I want to get straight into it. If you could tell our listeners, because we here at Shabnam Radio Caribbean Showtime, we would like to lend us support and see how our listeners and Canadians here would be able to get an opportunity to partake, because I'm sure when people see and hear of that tragedy that affected his family, they might want to help. So we are coordinating it here and we'll be able to assist by sending the funds to you so True Save Abbey Foundation could continue doing the good work. So if you could give a brief overview of the situation, the project, where it's at, what happened, and we'll take it up from there after.
Yes, Richard. Thank you so much for the opportunity. What it is, there is a family in Guyana. It's a mother of 9 children, 7 daughters and 2 sons. Someone set fire in one of the posts of their home. They're a very poor family, and it obviously burned down the house. And this happened 1 week before Christmas. So when I went to Guyana for Christmas, we did the Christmas party for all the orphans in Guyana. We went over, we took some stuff for them, you know, just to try to get the family going, at least short-term goals. I wanted them to have a very beautiful Christmas and a new year. They're all in one home right now, one of the elder daughters, so they're all cramped there. So what we are doing is we're raising some funds. We set up a GoFundMe page, plus we are doing a one of our Valentine's fundraiser. It will be in New York Saturday, February 15th. And all the funds raised from that, we want to start by giving the family at least a land. You know, we want to buy the land and hopefully we can get some money to buy the house and house them. Lots of tragedy in the family. One of the little girls, her name is Manisha. She had to quit high school. At 17 years old, she couldn't take her CXCs because they had to decide between food for the family or her going to school. So she ended up staying home, and unfortunately, you know, she couldn't do her CXCs or anything. She helped take care of the other little kids. And then one of the other little girls, she, I don't know, one of the minibuses in Guyana, you know, they're always overcrowded. Her, she got her hand stuck in one of the doors, so that right arm of hers does not work at all. So, you know, if there are any doctors and anyone with any connections who might be able to get some help to this young girl, we would appreciate it. But you can check my Facebook page. On YouTube, I have a video, and it says Mother of 9. And my YouTube channel is Guyana Babu, Terry Gadraj. And then you can get all the details, all the info, even on my Facebook page.
Well,
Richard, thank you so much.
No, I saw that, and it's a long one, so I'm hoping if I could somehow get a shorter version so we can feature it on television so people could listen and
sure.
watch, and we can help yes. spread the word that way. Hopefully, if possible, if not next week, the following week, we would open up the lines and ask for pledges if anybody would love to get involved. And,
yeah.
You know, we'd try our best here because it is indeed, and, you know, whatever little anyone could do to assist, and I'm sure many of our listeners do that. They help out and reach out. In fact, I got a call from a lady who said that she wanted to sponsor a young girl and give her the benefit of a Canadian education here. And I felt
right.
that was very, 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 very kind. And it was the same time you called me just after. So I figured it could one, we connected with the other. But before I do that, I explained to the sister that called. I said, listen, Mom, we appreciate, and I'm sure it's very noble of you to do that, and your husband, because they apparently started the process. They went to colleges here, get the information. It wouldn't take that long of a process. They paid an immigration lawyer and all that. But at the same time, I want to make sure that families like that, if we were to get involved, and I'm glad that you reached out, because I would like to see that we have a audit system in place where organization could visit and check in on this individual when they do come. So while people might be willing
right.
to bring someone, we don't want them to be a domestic help or in any way have any where their
yeah.
passport removed and, you know, have fears that the child might be. I'm not saying that this individual, her total love and kindness, I'm sure is genuine. But I still believe we must do our due diligence. And before we get involved, Terry, I would pass that information on to you. But we have to be conscious of this type of situation also. But again, there are so many people who would love to help. Now, I was speaking to another gentleman with a situation, and he's a big contributor to one of medical outreach here in Canada financially. And he was hoping to speak to one of them to get a young girl in Guyana who's bedridden currently. If anyone listening and might be in contact with some of the doctors here, or you yourself might be a doctor, a medical doctor, or have access to some programs where this young girl could get some help, and please reach out to me. I'll pass the word on to Terry and we can coordinate. I know people like Terry Sa who might be listening have connections, and sometimes the connection, yes, but it, you know, it's impossible without getting some financial help. And maybe if we have others who might be able to assist with accommodation, housing, travel plans and funds. So just putting it out there, I think it wouldn't hurt. And thank you very much, Terry, for bringing some awareness and trying to spread some love to this family. Hope we would be able to contribute in some way or the other.
Thank you, Richard. We appreciate you giving us the time on the radio. God bless you. You're always helping out charity and charitable groups. God bless you for that, and thank you so much, Richard. Really appreciate it.
And you too, my brother. Thank you. So we'd stay in touch, and again, this effort, we will definitely be coordinating it and sending you whatever little we can so you can get it out to the families as soon as possible in a coordinated effort.
Thank you very much, Richard. God bless you, and a happy new year to you and your listeners.
Now, before you go, you want to talk to your fans. You know, we have so many of them listen to this program. And by the way, congratulations and on that one. I see you're the only one not heading down to the Chutney Soca Monarch from that last big hit with the brother from Trinidad. And was it the Netherlands?
Yeah, the Netherlands, yeah. Sandesh, originally from Suriname and Trinidad, yeah. Thank you so much, Richard.
It was well done. I love that song. And but we have two of them in Trinidad. How come you're not going to back them up at least?
Well, you know, I couldn't make it because I had other bookings this time here. I would have gone there to support them.
Mm-hmm.
But I told them if they make it to the finals, I will be there to lend my support to them.
Well, it looks good. I'd like the cross-section. It's a big open field. We have from New York and the Netherlands. It adds a little difference to it. We have from Toronto, Connector, and many others. So I'm hoping they clean up their act. I want to predict something. Let me tell you. To just to be George Singh, to be, he would be politically correct, I bet you would see a female winner this year. If not first or second, I guarantee. Because, you know, this thing is almost for free now. I believe the Chutney Soca Monarch, in my humble opinion, and as it's as alleged by so many people, it's corrupt. And when you see people winning title for six times and their voting process and the whole Tikin Indian song and playing it, and so I don't believe in it. But the winners somehow they rise to stardom. And but one of the complaints was that they don't have any female winning it. And I feel this year, because we have some sexy, good-looking one, because they don't like whether your lyrical content might not, it might be good if it doesn't fit George Singh's profile. It's sexy and young and good-looking, I think. So let's wait and see. But I am predicting you would see a female winning first or second. Anyway, that's all.
Oh, wow. That would be great. That would be great. Thank you for looking out for the ladies, Richard.
No, but culture and you know, art form is art form. And you have talent is talent. But, boy, I see that corrupt. And I'm predicting, and I would 100 support, when I see what the Guyana Chutney Soka Mona could be. They're singing with real Dolak, real Hindi lyrics, and a mixture of both Hindi and English. I love what is developing in Guyana. And I am waiting to see that explode and come out with a true chutney competition.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I hope so too, Richard. Thank you very much.
Anyway, Terry, thanks again. And we will be talking to you soon. We'll do that fundraiser. And on that day, we'll ask you again to call in and encourage some of your fans to help out. All right?
Yes, please. Remind your listeners, check out my Facebook page. I have all the info there, as well as on my YouTube channel. Please do. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, my brother. God bless. Okay. That's Terry Gadraj, of course, everybody. I like to call him a cultural ambassador, but really, I think the next government should issue him an official passport. One of those where you don't have to line up. Keep up the good work, my brother. You know, on that note, if you would bear me out... I got a call from a single mom, and she was, she's always so concerned and helpful, you know, she's a single mother, does house cleaning, in fact, she employs quite a few girls and ladies who also are struggling as single parents, but she does cleaning, and I tell you, she goes all out. She had called to get a name of an individual so she could add their name to a prayer list that she was doing, as her and her children, they are now doing zikr, praying on, I think, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And she wanted to add this individual name, and I find, oh, how come? And I find that was very noble and kind of her. That was really, really sweet. So while talking, now this is a mother who, a single mom, and had to take her husband, who was lending money and all that, to some masjid and was hiding his cash and avoiding her getting any. And she took him to court and got $450 for two kids. That's nothing compared to what the cost of raising a child. She's a sick individual. Every Wednesday she goes to get needles for her spine. She has serious back pain. And she struggles and get the medication in her spine and go back out cleaning. She would go to the Syrian refugee, I know this for a fact, get them stuff, pots and pans, blanket, clothing, help them. In fact, she would even teach some of them to drive, take them out at school, their kampong, and teach them and give them a free lessons to go driving so they could get their license. I can't believe how kind she is. $450 can't cut it either way. But with the help of Allah, she's getting by. But I found out now that one of her child was diagnosed with leukemia. You know, and that's not the only thing. Her husband now is abusing and cussing her up because as if she gave the child this disease. Now she has to take the child to the Sick Kids Hospital, and there is a cost now for the treatment, a partly cost, I believe, $800 and something, of which she has to pay $400 and something. So, I when I heard that, I felt, oh gosh, how much someone could bear, how much someone would have to deal with. And you know, she's still going. Brother Richard, there is a project, a masjid is being built. Could you help out with an interview and I would pay for it? She's still willing to get somebody so we can help a masjid, construct a masjid. I said, no, don't worry, I'll deal with that. Send the gentleman back and we'll do it. I'm asking today, and you know, sometimes some people might accuse me on this program for asking, but I'm not begging for myself. I'm begging and giving our listeners an opportunity. If you feel it in your heart that you want to help, I would make the connection and put you in touch with people who you can reach out and help. That's all. And I'd rather use the airtime to showcase and bring up some issues that we can contribute and all help with than to play some chutney song and play some music. So if you could, and if you would like to learn more about this one particular family and would like to assist, $400 and something a month. I feel if we could maybe take care of a year treatment for her through a different individual, and that would be a great help indeed. So if anyone listening and would like to assist, I would make the arrangement and coordinate it, and let's say on an average of 450 multiplied by 12, $5,400. If anyone listening want to give that, or half, or one, please feel free to give me a call. We'd love to hear from you. But again, if there's anything, if you could pray for not only her, but single moms who are struggling, single parents who are struggling. They really do need a little break in life sometimes, indeed. Well, that's all I have to say about that for now. Let's go back to the music. It's Shabnam Radio. +3 degrees. Yes. Going down to -2. So according to CP24, it's snowing and +3. This evening, -2. Tonight, -3.
हम यार हैं तुम्हारे, दिलदार हैं तुम्हारे, हमसे मिला करो, हमसे मिला करो। हम यार हैं तुम्हारे, दिलदार है तुम्हारे, हमसे मिला करो, हमसे मिला करो। हम यार है तुम्हारे, दिलदार है तुम्हारे, हमसे मिला करो, हमसे मिला करो। कोई शिकवा अगर हो और शिकायत अगर हो, हमसे गिला करो, हमसे गिला करो। जा मैंने भी प्यार किया है, हाँ मैंने भी प्यार किया। हमसे मिला करो,
पलकों को झुकाना सीखा है कहां से ये जादू चलाना
आता है तुम्हें तो यूं बातें बनाना जाओ जी हटो के छोड़ो यूं सताना
छा रही है खुमारी बढ़ रही बेकरारी यूं ना हंसा करो यूं ना हंसा करो
कोई शिकवा अगर हो और शिकायत अगर हो हमसे गिला करो हमसे
Hey, don't forget coming up, the Canada Premier Softball Cricket League is having their first fundraising dinner and dance on February 8 at Calypso Hut, and that's 1455 Britannica Road in Mississauga. Music by DJ Slim, DJ Shamir, and selector Steve, hosted by Song Crew very own Brother Munir. And for tickets and information, call Munir at 647-992-1685 or any member of the Canada Premier Softball Cricket League. Bringing out the best in each other, they are indeed. Again, call Munir at 647-992-1685. I have some tickets. They are only $20, which include dinner. Kids are 10 at the door, all right? So Pete and... I know Derry is going away, but anybody, Joy Singh, Kamal, anybody you need tickets, you want to support this one, it's a great cause indeed. Come and help us. Give me a call, 416-832-7293. That's for the dinner and dance coming up on February 8th at Calypso Hut in Mississauga. The Canada Premier Softball Cricket League, taking cricket, bumper ball cricket that is, to new heights.
The Shiva Ganesh Mandir at 16 Regan Road, Unit Number 44 in Brampton, cordially invite you and your family to attend a 9 session of Shiva Puran Yagna, commencing on Saturday, 15th of February, and concluding on the 23rd. Remember, time is from 6 to 9 p.m. nightly, and the last day, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Officiating, brilliant pundit out of Trinidad and Tobago, Narad Gosai. Please make an effort to attend. For more information, call Brother Bansing, 416-409-7464. Until then, Jai Sitaram.
Why pay over $15,000 in commission to sell your home?
I just sold my house with Haro Shiverton and saved over $16,000.
Now sell your home with Haro Shiverton for only $9.95.
Not only is the service at Sky Realty amazing, you save money.
To ensure client satisfaction, I personally oversee every transaction.
Call Haro Shiverton from Sky Realty at 647-688-4276 to sell your home for only $9.95.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you'd need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. As we go to the telephone, we have a grandma calling in to send some greetings to her grandson, I believe. Hi, Mom. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Aziz. I like to wish my grandson, Devin Narayan, a happy birthday, 25 year today. And we are going to the medieval time. And we live in Brampton. And this is coming from his